When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The winner of Big Brother 2020.
This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make. My heart belongs with someone else.
You come to my beach, eh? Your game's done.
Welcome to another episode of Reality Is. Now, here's your hosts, Liz and Shane.
Welcome to Reality Is, the podcast that shares with you all the tips and tricks to land yourself a spot on a reality TV show. I'm Liz. I was the winner of The Mole in 2005 and Livingstone in 2016.
And I'm Shane. I was on Big Brother 2020 and I didn't win.
You needed to envisage that more than sleep in the house. You should have been like meeting Sonia.
Yeah, winning, getting the check, balloons coming down, confetti falling, that sort of stuff.
Can you imagine? Yeah. How do you reckon you would have handled that moment if you did win?
Oh, I would have spoke better than Chad. Sorry, buddy.
Shane, first up, I want to talk about backstories. When you go for a casting, have a little think to yourself, what is my backstory? Because backstories are crucial to reality TV. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, definitely. Like having your own personal backstory. That's what intrigues people and that's what will keep you going a step ahead of anyone else in the game going for your audition or your casting.
What do you think was your backstory? What did the producers grab about your story that they could then push you onto the audience with?
I think it was being a married celebrant, and not only a married celebrant, but a father, a male, and doing the first same-sex marriage in Australia, the women. I think that was a big sort of draw card for them. I was different. I stood out. So, yeah, definitely that unusual sort of job for me, being a male, a father, and doing the same-sex marriage in Australia. That was, it was a big thing for me, I think.
Isn't that interesting? Because I've known you for a very long time before Big Brother. Mm. I would have thought you'd be the perfect person for the house because you're so social. You've got the biggest smile you could ever see. Your teeth, like, hit you from a mile away with that glow. But when you say that, it's a no-brainer for me, of course.
Yeah.
You're a male marriage celebrant, which bucks the trend because traditionally that was a female job. Married the first same-sex wedding. Mm. Incredible. Great backstory. So have a think about that. I don't know what my backstory was on The Mole. I think back then I probably was unique in the same way that I was a competitive surfer in a male-dominated sport. Mm-hmm. And so they would have thought, you know, young female in a male-dominated sport, obviously she can give the competition a run for her money, a run for its money. So, but your backstory doesn't need to be elaborate or made up or fabricated, because you would be amazed that people out there are happy to hear a backstory that mimics their own. A backstory can be something as simple as the fact you're relatable. You've had some loss in your life. You've had some struggles in your life. You've had no struggles in your life and you've had everything handed to you easily. That can be your backstory. So just know what it is that makes you relatable to someone else or interested to an audience, and be prepared to go into the casting and discuss this or know it when the producers are questioning you. Producer Brad mentioned something really interesting before we started filming. Brad, what do they call reality TV in New Zealand?
We've referred to them as docudramas.
Docudrama. Mm-hmm. What comes to mind when you hear docudrama? Docu's a truth.
Yeah.
Drama is entertainment and often far from the truth.
Yeah. A nice collaborative mix of both docu and drama.
So. Similar to reality TV, reality is real. TV is not so much. Would you say that you had a real experience on your reality TV show?
Me? To a point, watching the edit and watching the show back, it's easy to see where the edits are because they can't film or show 24 hours a day in the Big Brother house. But yeah, you can see where they do focus on drama.
For me, doing The Mole back in 2005 again, it was to some degree the start of reality television, and I found that show very real. Mm. So when I hear people who've had a reality TV experience these days that they think has been fabricated or, you know, edited, I guess I'm lucky I avoided that. That being said, I remember there were three episodes in a row where we just kept losing challenges. I looked at the producer and I'm like, this isn't good TV. Like, you're making these challenges too hard. Haven't you thought this through, idiots? So, but it was real. If they told us we had 45 minutes to do a challenge, we had 45 minutes to the clock. I think back then they were more concerned with being sued by contestants for calling it reality TV and doing something that wasn't real.
Yeah, our challenges went for hours and hours as well. I remember one challenge in particular. We were standing in the rain holding water in a bucket with our finger so it didn't rush out all over us. But yeah, it was really like pissing down rain, teeming down. Most people think that the rain was actually fabricated or nothing. That was real rain. It was really cold. And we're really out there for about 6 hours just holding our finger in a bucket. So
the producers were rubbing their hands like, we couldn't have planned this better.
It sucked. It was so bad. But yeah, we were all there. So sometimes even though they don't show the 6 hours, it did go for that long. And you can see the fatigue on the contestants' faces when we finished finally. Yeah.
So today's chat is a lovely lady from Farmer Wants a Wife. Shane, you know her better than I do.
Yeah, Mrs. Liz Jelly, another wedding celebrant, lovely lady, and she's from Farmer Wants a Wife.
Why don't you tell us a little more about her?
From the beginning, it's been the Nick and Liz show. I signed up for Farmer Nick, and then I came along.
Really? You're going to leave?
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I wasn't annoyed, because I was.
So we're cut from the same cloth, this next guest and me, as we're both married celebrants, kindred spirits in a strange way. Liz Jelly has recently been a personality on the latest Farmer Wants a Wife series, but has always been a country girl at heart. You can find her at Country Wed by Liz if you're after a good celebrant, and I'm booked. Free plug for you there, Liz. Liz was born and raised in Brookfield and never left. She now has a few acres out there and loves it. Liz gives us a bit of an insight today about her show experience, as she only half filled out her application for the show and the producers contacted her. Liz is funny, honest, and straight to the point. These are qualities that I admire. She's definitely one of the best celebrants and people I know. So here to give us her experience on the show is my mate, Liz Jelly.
How did you find out about the casting, Liz?
Well, it obviously came around on Facebook as they're doing again now with this next round of Farmer Wants a Wife. And I had probably at least 20 people tagged me in it saying, Liz, you have to go on this. So that was it. And I actually never really intended to do it. It was an accident. I started an application. I didn't finish it, but they found it and they asked me to finish it. They actually sent me an email and said, we've seen your started app and we like what we see.
That is incredible. Isn't that interesting that they really thoroughly go through so many of those online applications?
Yeah, and it was like the head of casting that contacted me directly and was like, yeah, we would really like it if you would finish it and submit a video. So I did. Yeah, I think honestly from the start, I felt like it was the celebrant thing. I think they just sort of went, this girl's a celebrant. How cute will that be on the show? So let's put this like it was fated.
What kind of questions do they ask on the online application for Farmer Wants a Wife?
A lot of obviously, are you willing to move to a farm? What is it about farm life that like appeals to you and that sort of thing? Because I do think they genuinely do want people that will actually move there in the end. So a lot of it was around that. A lot of it to do as well, if I will be open and speak up in conflict, I suppose, because they want to see if it's going to make interesting TV, because they did say they will put people in together who might clash personality-wise, you know, to create that drama.
Can I ask why you didn't finish your application? At what point did you go, okay, I'm just going to leave it here?
I never really did it like seriously in the first place. I think I'd had a few drinks. I'd definitely been drinking. I'd had a fair few Shirleys. And I thought, you know what, this will be funny. And then even after they contacted me and everything kept going through, every step of the way I kept saying, I'm not doing this. There's no way I'm putting myself on TV. I am not doing this. And then I think once I actually got accepted, at that stage, you just feel kind of flattered that you've gotten through to that stage and you think, oh, well, I might as well do it now. Like, just another tick in the box of Liz's crazy life.
And I take it you did want to find love.
Yes, absolutely. I saw Nick's video the day before I went and did the group interview. And so before that, I actually didn't know who the farmers were. And I saw Nick's video and his was the last one. And until I got to his, I actually was going to pull out of the interview because I didn't see me being with any of the farmers that were there. I mean, they were either too young or the only other one that was older has already had children. And as we all know, I want to have kids because it came up every 2 minutes on the show. And then Nick was the last one. So that was it for me. So from the start, I only ever applied for Nick, for like just for him.
Was that gold as well? The fact that he had a winery and you don't mind a sherbet here and there?
Look, it could have been better. He could have like brewed rum or something. But, well, you know, it actually was a big thing too, because I had to look at how my life would fit in with his life. And being that we are, you know, both celebrants, where do we love to do our job? We love to do it at a beautiful place like that. And I could just see so much potential. And he and I talked a lot behind the scenes about what we could do as a couple with the property, like with the, you know, getting more events there and because my background's in events as well. So, yeah, I mean, all of that did come into it. And as many people gave me grief online being like, oh, no, she's looking at it from a point of view of her business. It's like, well, firstly, I'd lose money going down there for sure from Brisbane. And secondly, I'm sorry, but that's something you do have to think about in a relationship. Can you make it work? Can I, you know, have a life of my own outside of him, you know, a professional life and that? So, yeah, it did help. Yeah.
Absolutely. 101. Like what, you know, what is your passion in life and not losing that just because you're going to shift spots to a relationship?
How and we drank a lot of wine. Too much wine, maybe.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How long was the casting process and what was the next step after your online application?
Okay, so the online application, it was only like a week or two after that that they sort of, we were backwards and forwards with emails, and then I got invited to the actual group one in Brisbane, so because I'm in Brisbane. So we all went to the group one and that was very early December. It was literally a couple of weeks after that that they called me and said, you're in. I knew I'd gotten to the next stage of, because at the group interview, they actually, there's a whole bunch of you and then they turf some of you out and take some of you on to the next stage then and there. And then you get contacted by phone and then you have to go through the psych checks and the police checks and all that sort of stuff.
Isn't that
interesting?
So
it wasn't very long.
That is the exact same process as my audition for The Mole 15 years ago. the online application straight through to cattle call casting in a Brisbane hotel, eliminated in the afternoon or whittled down to a little group of one-on-one quick chats. And then 3 days later, the phone call, you're on the show. So things do move very quickly.
Yeah, so I knew before Christmas and we started filming mid to early January. So it was all very, very quick from there.
The one thing I didn't get was the psych test. And Shane and I have discussed this in previous episodes because, of course, Shane applying for Big Brother in 2020 did have to do a psych check. With the psych check and medical check for Farmer Wants a Wife, did you feel comfortable doing this?
I did. And I did get along very well with the guy that we had. We had the same guy for the whole show, just, you know, checking in on our mental health along the way. He asked a lot of really good questions, but at the same token, I did feel like there were some people there who I kept thinking, how did you, it sounds horrible, but who were telling me about their life problems and stories. And I kept thinking, how have they put someone this fragile on the show? It really did concern me that they hadn't been psyched out.
I was about to say triggers, because when for reality TV, if you can get a trigger off someone and they're easily, they can get a rise out of someone really quickly to get that trigger, that's how they sort of can get some, I guess, involvement, and people are like, controversy, look,
which is,
they're crying.
Yeah, which is really, it's sad. It's really sad. And I also felt like at the end, especially after the show went to air, and obviously like my experience on the show wasn't too bad. It was watching it later and seeing how terribly it was edited and how they manipulated it. And I felt like they sort of like throw you under the bus, but then they throw a psychologist at you as a band-aid. And it's like, well, instead of doing that, maybe you could just like not try and ruin my life in the first place. That would be really nice.
Do you know what though? We are so harsh watching ourselves back. There's definitely tips and tricks that producers do. But at the end of the day, I think we are the most judgmental on ourselves, maybe even more judgmental than other audiences.
Yeah.
What would you say to the producers out there who say we can't put words in their mouth? It still comes out of their mouth on the show, what you see in edit.
Oh, I talked about this recently in an interview. So on my final date with Nick, for example, we were sitting in the hot sun and we had to sit in the exact same position, obviously, for cutting and editing. And we were there for so long. We were burning. It was really hot. And because everything we said, they were like, this isn't good content, because we were just talking like a normal couple. And eventually we both said to them, just tell us what you want so we can leave. So we just gave up and we just spat out what they asked us to say. And that was very frustrating. Yeah, it was very frustrating.
There you go, hey.
A little behind the scenes secret. So when you found out that you had been cast on the show, you got that phone call, where were you when you got the phone call or the email, and who was the first person you told?
I was downstairs at my work where I am now, and I got the call and I ran into a meeting room downstairs and I was shaking. And I told my boss that I was applying for the show, because he's also a very good friend of mine, and he could see me through the window and he was like, oh, here we go, Liz is on. So I didn't actually tell him. He just found out through there, like seeing me. And I called my mum and I said, Mum, I'm on Farmer Wants a Wife. And she goes, of course you were. There was no way they weren't going to cast you, which I thought was an interesting thing to say. But she was like, Liz, you're a celebrant. You know, you are an outgoing person. She was like, I knew from the start you'd get in, whereas I had so many doubts about it. So
highlight of the experience, Liz.
Got to travel so much and meet some really amazing people, you know, because we were moving every week. And unlike the other seasons, we actually, you know, got to have those cocktail parties together and stuff like that. I've made some amazing friends, particularly Justine from Neil's Farm and Maddie, because they're both girls in Queensland as well. So it's like the proximity wise, and we've all three of us sort of copped a bit of slack in the comments and stuff like that. So being able to have those people to support you and get you through those hard times and, you know, help each other out, that's probably my highlight.
If there was someone thinking about applying for Farmer Wants a Wife, but they are hesitant because of that exact reason about social media influence and backlash these days, what advice would you give to them?
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm a tough cookie. Like I consider myself to be a strong person. To sit there and watch mainly women have a go at me for saying to somebody that I want to have children and making sure I'm on the same page as them, something so deeply personal, which the amount of horrible things that were said about me after that particularly. I just remember like being just so upset. And if you don't think that you're going to be able to handle it, then just don't put yourself in that situation, because they don't help you. They don't protect you. They don't delete those sort of nasty comments unless you make a really big deal about it, which we did on a few occasions. And yeah, it's rough. It's rough, and it's hard not to look at them, and it's hard not to read them.
Yeah, you're right. I think people do get over-invested in some of these reality TV shows and take it as a grain of salt, everything that's done, and they don't believe in the edit. They can't see that as people. That's why this podcast is so crucial for people to listen to so they can get an insight about what does actually happen behind the scenes, so they might be able to stop. This may stop a bit of that trolling, I think, you know, because people will.
Well, I keep referring to it as unreal TV because it's really my experience, certainly, what you saw. Because the whole thing with me and Nick was, obviously it didn't work out in the end, but what you guys all missed was actually quite a lovely relationship that built up. And to be honest, a lot of the reasons why it failed was to do with the fact that we were both like so stressed. And like Nick said to me afterwards, I don't know who I am anymore, because I've become a construct of what they've made me. And then he was trying to like starting to doubt our relationship, because he was like, well, was that real or was that fake? So like, and he's a tough cookie too. And he was crumbling, and he was like in a really bad spot about it mentally. And I mean, I can tell you that how many times since this show has gone to air or waiting for it to air that I've just had complete meltdowns. It is really, really tough. So yeah, if anyone wants to do it, just make sure that you're tough enough.
I guess the difference with the format of Farmer Wants a Wife and similar shows such as The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, you are dealing with real emotions of the heart.
Yes, yeah.
So it's a little bit different.
I mean, I really did like this guy. Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing as well. Like, I didn't go into it as like, Shane, you would have got in with a strategy.
Yeah.
You know, how to play the game and how to win the game sort of thing. I went in with my strategy was no strategy, be 100% purely myself. And unfortunately, I feel like that worked against me in the end.
It really disappoints me to hear you say this, Liz, because I watched the show. I adored you. Yes, children reported to me too, so I don't understand it. I also think that I need to be here right now and look at you down the Zoom camera and say, we hear negative comments a lot louder than we hear positive ones. And people are much quicker to write negative comments to people than they are to jump online and say, you're fantastic, you're great, oh my gosh, I'd totally marry you.
Totally, absolutely, because I was getting people DMing me on Instagram and stuff saying, Liz, I love that you said that, but nobody was saying it publicly sort of thing. And because all the public statements, all the public comments were all just like the nasty ones. So yeah, and it is hard because if you talk to people, they're like, we actually loved you on the show. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. But yeah, that's not what I was reading or seeing. And yeah, it really hurt. Like, it was really horrible at the time.
Okay, you have to emotionally disconnect from these comments. Give them no further thoughts, because part of the reason you are on Reality is because we actually considered you one of the most loved reality TV contestants on this year's shows. So put a big smile on your face. Be grateful for all the free alcohol you got during your season.
Oh, I know. I know. He has good wine too. He's got good wine. So it was pretty good.
That's social media though. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like, you get the good with the bad, the pretty and the ugly, both sides. Like when you did the mole, Liz, there was no such thing as social media or anything like that around at that time. So like in hindsight, having it now, it would be.
I consider myself so lucky that social media wasn't around in 2005 when I did the mole. The only thing we had close to it was we had to fly weekly to New Zealand and back. And when we were in the airports, one of the other contestants who was quite tech savvy, I was oblivious, said, have you ever jumped online and read some of the TV forums? And I said, no. And so there was back when the airports used to have those little computers set up and you could pay money and you could log online for a little while.
Yeah.
So I logged online and I went to this TV site back end and started reading all the comments about like people thinking who's the mole and this and that. And there were some full on Liz haters in there. And it really did change my approach to the show the next couple of episodes after reading those comments. So I would advise anyone, as hard as it is that it is going to go on these shows, if you're on them for the right reason, know who you are. Know yourself, switch out from the outside world and, you know, make the most of this experience because it can be incredible. Don't let other people influence your experience.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Were you paid anything over the time? How did you make it work?
I lost a lot of money doing this. So because we had to – We had to provide our own wardrobe and everything. Nothing was given to us. And we got like a daily allowance for the days we were filmed, which ended up being, I think, every day we were filmed anyway. So definitely, and it was like $100. So it definitely was not worth. It's worth the experience, but I don't anyone go into it thinking they're going to make money out of it, because you're not. You literally, and because you don't know if you're going to be there for 3 days or 5 weeks either.
Yeah.
So I just sort of had to, you know, not have any weddings booked and you know, tell work that I was just going to be gone for I don't know how long. And every week I'd send a text and go, I'm off for another week.
And there wasn't even any prize money at the end of it.
No. Or at least send us away on a holiday or something, away from the damn farm.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even get a honeymoon, nice. Like on Married at First Sight.
Let's go to a farm. No. At least you went to a winery. Some other people are picking up pig shit, so you're all right.
I know.
Would you ever apply for Married at First Sight?
No.
Would you go on it as a celebrant?
Can we start a petition to get you on the show?
I'll go on as a contestant liaison to talk them through it.
Smart.
To remind them to stay themselves and to remind them not to throw glasses of wine over each other or something at dinner, how much you want to.
Would that consist of this contestant liaison role that you've just made up? Would that just consist of you rocking up, knocking on the door with two bottles of wine, just going, here you go, we're here to discuss.
Yeah, I'll be like, come inside, we're going to have some sugarcane champagne, let's have a Bundy, let's have a chat, let's have a debrief, vent to Auntie Liz, tell her everything that's annoying you, and then move on. Yeah.
The final question we ask every interviewee each week, Liz, would you do it again?
I would do it again if I could do it knowing what I know now, but I will never, ever go on a reality TV show again. They kept just giving us like a thing like, look, there were thousands of people that applied. You should be pretty like feel pretty special that you got to, you know, got through. Yeah. And I mean, a bunch of those people got through and were there for 3 days and got sent home. Like, can you imagine if that happened? I would have been so annoyed.
Oh, mate. When I came in the cage in the Big Brother house this year and the guy that came in with me left within 20 hours, I was like, holy shit, this is real stuff. You know, I don't want to waste my time, like the amount of time wasted, not wasted, but the amount of effort put into going on these shows and the amount of people that work around you to help out with kids, family, friends, whatever, that have given up a lot for you to get there. And then all of a sudden, bang, within 20 minutes or 20 hours, you're gone. I'd be like, oh my God, I've just disappointed. I'd feel gutted.
The other thing that's worth pointing out is just because you're cast through to the show doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get airtime. Because I've also had a friend who was on Ninja Warrior, did the whole course, shared it with everyone on her Facebook page. I'm on Ninja Warrior. And then when the show went to air, she was a 10-second snippet of, you know, how they just montage a couple of contestants who have been through the course, and that was it. That's all they showed of her. On another note, I had someone who auditioned for The Voice that I knew, and they showed 5 seconds of her song because she didn't have any chairs turn. But she did the whole casting process. So just keep that in the back of your minds too, people.
Well, Big Brother's filmed 24/7. There's never a camera off you, you know, and they...
I feel so bad for the editors, because imagine how much stuff they have to go through to actually find what content they got to show for you guys. With millions of cameras going 24/7, that would have been a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully our listeners will have some insight to your fabulous personality.
Yes.
If they do want to book you for a wedding, how do they go about it?
ShaneVincentCelebrant.com.au.
Shane, voted number one celebrant by his mum.
Thank you. It does say that on my website, actually. I wrote it.
It does.
Can I add a dampener here? Your mum would be so, so proud of everything you've done.
Come on.
Well, not a dampener, like have a moment to say.
Yes, yes.
She would vote you number one.
She would vote me number one. I wrote that.
Okay, back to me. Shane. My website is countrywedcelebrant.com.au. You can find me on Insta at country_wed. You can also find me through Shane's Insta because we follow each other.
I like how she's country wed celebrant, but she's not on a farm anymore.
I do live on acreage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
I do. Yeah. There's wallabies.
Liz, thank you so much for your time. We will be sure to let you know when this chat is going up on the podcast apps.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Liz. Thanks heaps.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was an interesting chat. It went differently to what I was expecting.
Just goes to show that everyone has a different experience on these shows, so don't expect going into a reality TV show that you're going to come out loving it, or perhaps like Liz, you know, you could take it or leave it.
Feel a little bit almost negatively towards it. But on the same token, I still feel like she will look back on this experience in 5 years' time when she's not so emotionally connected to it and possibly think in some way, maybe it's just me, that she was lucky to have lived that. Because who knows how long reality TV will be around for.
I don't know. Channel 7 keeps buying up everything. I think we'll be around for a long time.
Meanwhile, my job in news, we won't go there. So if you would like to share your audition nightmare experience or whatever it was, you can get in touch with us at www.realityispodcast.com. We would love to hear how your audition went. Have you been cast? Have you tried again? Are you about to try again? Please, while you're listening to this show, to make it possible for us to keep making it, subscribe. And in the top right corner, you can also rate our show so that other listeners can find us. Share it with your friends. All this will help us be able to keep making it.
Also, flick us through any questions you'd like to know about my experience on Big Brother or maybe Livingstone. Liz, I don't really know too much about that. I'm sure the listeners don't either, so.
Well, that's why I went on the show, because it was only shown in Europe. But, you know what I might do? For our listeners, I'm going to upload all the Livingstone episodes to Vimeo and share a link through our Facebook page. So if you want to watch the show, you can, until I get a phone call from Insight TV telling me I'm about to be sued and to take them down. But let's see how long that lasts.
I strongly recommend it because I have watched this series and it's unbelievable. If you like adventure, if you like Survivor, this is a show for you. It's really, really cool. So
it was a cool concept. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. But think Married at First Sight, but we're already in couples, meet Survivor. It was couples thrown into a Survivor situation and battling it out to the end.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.